St. John chapter number 12 and one verse here, verse number 34. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then in John chapter number 19, beginning in verse number 16, "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he bearing his cross went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Our Heavenly Father, this morning again we bow with thanksgiving in our heart, thankful, Lord, for the many blessings that you have allowed us and given us, Lord, in these days. We thank you, Lord, for revival time this past week. We thank you, Lord, for the couple of young people who were saved. And we just pray you bless them in their lives. Others who are here, Lord, who heard the word of God that you spoke to their hearts, that, Lord, soon that we can see fruit born from that which has already been done. We pray, Father, this morning now for a few moments that you might help us as we stand here before your people. We thank you, Lord, for each one here this morning. We thank you, Lord, for those who are tuned in by way of radio. We just are grateful, God, to be able to stand one more time on this side of heaven and proclaim the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray this morning that you might help us. God, give us clarity of thought and speech. And Lord, touch our hearts today. God, please, if there's one in our midst, Lord, who's lost, God, may this be the hour they will give their heart, their life unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Have your way, Father, and everything that's done, we'll praise you and thank you. For Lord, I pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as we've read these verses here this morning, I want to preach on this thought, Jesus, the crucified Son of God. Now, there in chapter number 12, they said, "Why? How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up?" And they said, "Who is the Son of Man?" I'm glad this morning you and I who are saved, we know exactly who the Son of Man is. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus had told them that he must be lifted up. He said there in the book of John, "If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Then, of course, in John number 19, we find given to us when Jesus was crucified. Amen. But I want you to think about it this morning. Everything that Jesus did, he did out of a heart of love for you and for me. Amen. Everything that he did was motivated because of the